Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the weather across Israel is mild and clear with a gentle breeze, perfect for a pleasant evening outdoors in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys a similarly calm night. Now here are today's headlines. First, IDF troops fired on a Hamas sniper near the Gaza ceasefire line earlier today. This marks the first publicly announced strike under new rules, according to Ynet 3 hours ago. Also, Israel and Venezuela have taken initial steps to renew ties. This follows humanitarian aid and talks, as reported by Israel Hayom less than an hour ago. Also this hour, the Arab state's fraud exercise has been revealed. It's complicating the Middle East diplomatic chess game with stalled negotiations with Syria, reports Mariv from 3 hours ago. Separately, six people died in a Houthi attack on a cargo ship in the Bab el-Mandeb Strait. Yemeni officials blame the Iran-backed group, though they have not claimed responsibility, as reported by Times of Israel 5 hours ago. And finally, Israel and Lebanon have made structural progress toward a framework. A U.S. official shared details with I-24 News an hour ago. From X, the latest, I-24 News English posted just minutes ago. Dr. Sona Kazemi argued that Iran's funds, meant for schools and hospitals, have instead financed a nuclear program, leading to sanctions and misery. Also, Al Arabiya English shared a link to a news story earlier today. IRIS, an account monitoring regional security, reported that the IDF is tightening its siege on Hezbollah terrorists trapped in an underground complex in Lebanon. They're cutting off supplies and maintaining airstrikes, according to Lebanese reports and Ynet. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the IDF's action near Gaza, the military identified the sniper as an immediate threat in northern Gaza. This action is the first under newly imposed rules limiting offensive strikes. The implications are significant, as it could potentially alter the dynamic along the ceasefire line. This was reported by Ynet earlier today. Turning to Israel and Venezuela's diplomatic thaw, Israel Hayom earlier reported that both nations are taking steps to renew ties after years of strained relations. This follows a successful humanitarian aid initiative. The move could open new diplomatic channels and economic opportunities for both countries. Meanwhile, Mariv's report on the Arab state's deceptive practices highlights the complexities of Middle Eastern diplomacy. The revelation has stalled talks with Syria and underscores the intricate power plays in the region. This complicates efforts to stabilize the area politically. Also, the Times of Israel reported on the deadly Houthi attack in the Bab el-Mandeb Strait. Six lives were lost when a Tanzania-flagged cargo ship was attacked. This critical maritime route's security remains a concern, affecting international shipping and regional stability. Finally, I-24 News detailed progress in negotiations between Israel and Lebanon. Structural advancements have been made, suggesting a possible framework for future cooperation. This could ease long-standing tensions and improve regional stability. On the economic front, American Ondas is set to develop the next generation of attack drones for the IDF. This comes as the company steps up its acquisitions of defense firms in Israel, as reported by Walla Business a short time ago. Separately, interior doors are gaining renewed attention in home design. Mariv Business highlighted how these once overlooked elements are now making bold statements in Israeli homes. And finally, Kitech reported on China's AI weather models. These advanced systems are challenging traditional forecasting methods, with implications for global meteorological practices. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 10 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.